This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know, it's good for men to have emotions every once in a while, right?
1,000,000 yes. percent.
Yeah. So, I wish you would once
so
in a while.
I want to preface this by saying I don't want to make this shaming people for crying about things, because it's good to have emotions about things, right?
I love to cry.
Yeah,
but
dude.
There are some stupid things that make you cry.
Hold
would
on,
you
I'm
agree?
A mother. Time You're out. Talking to the head there of the choir over here.
There are some things that when you look back at it, you go, why was that? Why did that make me cry?
Can we say silly yes. and not stupid?
Silly, yes.
Okay.
Silly, yes.
Don't say the S word.
Silly. Which one?
As my kids
oh,
said.
Wait.
The one Gibbons just said. The well, S word, you know. S-T-U-P-I-D. We don't... Come on. Here's the S word if they ask.
Here's my example. Here's what made me cry. Recently, a freaking video game made me cry.
Oh, God.
I've had movies make me cry before. Like Field of Dreams, the dad scene at the end. Of course, I've got daddy issues, so anything dad really will make me cry.
That's not silly, though.
No, it's not.
That's real.
Right.
Yeah.
That's real. But what about when you're playing a video game with a character named Arthur Morgan in a game called Red Dead Redemption 2,
so,
where you're in the Old West and you're playing with this character and you're
playing fiction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fiction.
Yes. But I get to the end, the game, the character ends up dying in the game.
Spoiler alert. Hello.
And it tore me apart. Because I had developed this bond with this character, and I was like, I was being a good guy and helping out people and collecting money and trying to help my gang in this game. And all of a sudden, the guy dies, and I was very sad. And his horse gets shot, too. So not only did the guy's horse die, but he died, too.
Oh,
it was a sad, sad moment.
Oh, Allie, oh, your hand was in the air
you
frantically.
Dr. Allie.
Dr.
Right
Allie,
now,
yes. You have your notepad. You have your notepad.
My notepad. I was going to write down my thoughts here.
Oh, okay.
Give me a psych evaluation for my video game.
I've got it. So you were completely checked out. In escaping in this video game.
Hell yeah.
Fair.
Oh yeah, it's immersive.
I'm
it's like
fine
a,
with
it's
that.
Like playing in a movie. It's
but
crazy.
Same thing we do with TV and books and whatever. It's an escape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You had this amazing escape. You were in it like it was real life,
bro.
But it wasn't. It wasn't.
No.
But it was,
though.
And then what he had, his passion for the moment, his whatever coping skill, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Died. And it's over. And now he's got nothing to do with his time because he's been so consumed.
He has.
It's like crazy.
When I lived at Riggs' house.
Silly.
When I lived at Riggs' house for a couple of days, like a month ago, Riggs, whenever he had free time, God bless him, spent all of his free time just playing this video game and being all encompassed with it
when
and talking about it.
When did you become a video game guy?
I've always been a video game guy.
Really?
But there's a few games that I really enjoy. Like, I have to be good at the game to enjoy it.
If I suck at something, I have no interest in it.
I have another game called God of War. I suck at it, and I get trapped,
boring,
and I'm like, it's frustrating. I'm like, ugh. But this game, I can actually move around. I can do things. I can interact with the world that these people have created. Yeah.
While you're crying over a character that's not real, I don't know what
I'm
to
not
tell
alone.
You.
I get that. It's this guy on the phone. He's got my back on this.
Oh, God. Okay.
100%. Yeah. Go ahead. Good morning, Kiss FM.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, this is the video game support line for men.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
I visited Arthur Morgan's grave last night in the game.
Arthur Morgan's...
You know, I mourned his death a couple months ago. I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was sad.
Mike.
But I gotta say something. What's the difference between that and when women cry at a movie? It's no difference.
Nothing.
No, it's no.
Nothing, but we also cry about our emotions. You're picking the wrong things to cry about. That's my point.
My emotion is I'm sad that a good friend of mine, Arthur Morgan, passed
Stop
away.
Stop it. Mike Riggs, yes. Arthur Morgan is not a person. He's a character in a video game. You guys, you are so far gone, you believe he's a person.
Yes, we develop a bond with him throughout the...
Just like, okay, did you not cry when Leonardo DiCaprio died because freaking Rose Dawson let his hand go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He cried, right?
He was just a fictional character, Allie.
And
he's
I go
a
back
character.
To my main point.
He's
That's
a character
the only
in
thing
a movie.
We cry about.
It was so sad, to be fair. It was so sad. I cried.
Honestly, it was
also when
sad.
I played it.
It was a very sad theatrical.
He's the best.
He's how men feel when women get together and gush about dumb things.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my
God. It's like watching a movie, but you can manipulate the movie to be how you want it to be. And then
so
when you do it.
Manipulating it, you're still upset with your fake character. Are
you
kidding me right now?
Because you try to be a good person. You try to do good deeds in the world, but you still end up with tuberculosis
it's
and you
not
die.
Real.
Yeah. Isn't that just a bunch of BS?
It is a bunch of BS, man.
I'm a wrestling nerd, and I think you guys are geeks.
All the people along the horse trail, it didn't matter. I still
Red Dead Redemption 2. And when the horse died, too, that got me, too. I was like,
Xbox?
And
Why
PS4, yeah.
People that kill horses should, like...
Exactly. Yes.
Manure.
Manure. I hate manure.
Thanks for calling, dude.
This is the guy eating a hamburger, by the way. Just saying.
See you, dude.
But so is there something silly that made you cry? You can 414-799-1037, or you can text us 71037.
I'm a woman. All of our cries are valid.
Hey, not all of them.
They're all rational.
Hey, I'm sure every single one.
They're all great.
I cried.
They all have a point.
Every single time.
Every single time. They're very rational.
You broke my wine glass. Yeah, it was my favorite
rational.
Wine
Good
glass.
You.
Sounds rational.
Right.
Chicks.
This is silly stuff that made you cry.
Into chicks now. See? You're the freaks. Okay?
Chicks and rigs, okay? Chicks and rigs.
You are the freaks.
You're
thank
all
you.
Nuts.
Always comes back to our fault, doesn't it?
Chicks and rigs, thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.